And Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, somebody turn off the fan. What's with this wind? What a bummer way for the last day of the April tog season today to end. Hey, if the boats can get out there, I don't know, man. There's some craft warnings and advisory. But the Jetty Bite with the blackfish has been incredible. Not only green crabs. Check it out, people. Sandworms. The sandworms. The tog love the sandworms. Tom P. has been saying that for, it seems, decades. People are finding, hey, Tom P., you know those sandworms really work. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 30th and May 1st. And a happy new year, a little early on this. When a season opens in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, indeed calls for a new year's celebration. Monday, the summer flounder season, a.k.a. fluke season, opens. New regs, long season here. We got the two from 17 to 17.99 inches and 118 and over. Everybody's, you just can't please everyone, but that's the way it goes. Hey, leftover turkey permits and unclaimed turkey permits are still for sale. Period B is this week, May 2nd to May 6th, half hour before sunrise to noon. Period C, May 9th to 13th, again, half hour before sunrise to noon. And period E, that's our fave because you get to 2 weeks to hunt. That's going to be May 16th to 20th and May 23rd to 27th. And you can hunt from half hour before sunrise to sunset. Now, period D are the Saturdays. But here's the thing. And again, until you get to the 21st, same thing, half hour before sunrise to noon. But on Saturday, May 21st, you can go from half hour before sunrise to sunset. Looks like the final week of the trout stocking here in South Jersey. Stay for the Toms River up there in, what's that, central, a little bit northern, Ocean County, and the Matitoconks up there. That's going to get stocked Monday. Can't fish until 5. That's going to receive 460 trout. Pack on Lake right there, Route 9 in Tuckerton, will be stocked again. That's going to be on Monday as well. It's 380. That's it for that lake. And then Thursday, April 28th, here we go. We got a few left. Mary Elmer Lake there by Sunset Lake and Bridgeton, right above there, 240. Pond de Lodge Pond and Avilas, my fave, 290. The Cohansie River, 120. Tuckahoe Lake, 340. And the Morris River, 240 as well. Now, don't forget the Governor's Surf Tournament coming up on May 15th. Here's the deal. Too late for, it's a 31st annual, too late for the pre-registration discount. So you're going to have to register at Pavilion 1 on the day of the tournament. Adult fee is $20. Youngsters 13 to 17, $5, 12 and under free. Go to njfishandwildlife.com and click on the saltwater fishing link and go right to the Governor's Surf Tournament. All the information is there. Coming up, man, we have Phil Natale, creator of the Phil A series of silicone skirted jigs for SNS Bucktail Company. And also Captain Brett Taylor will join us on some little tutorial on shrimp in the early season in the back bays. And we're going to go heavy on the reports. A lot of stuff is happening. You got black drum. You got blue showing up. Stripers are still strong. Some white perch around. Weak fish at night. A lot of things happening. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve Comfort Now.
Hi, Comfort Bob. In many cars today, you're able to set the driver and passenger temperature separately. Can you do that same thing in your home? Or do you have one thermostat that controls all the environment? If you can't individualize your temperature, then you don't have a Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating system. With a cooling and heating system by Mitsubishi Electric, you can have one temperature in a living room, a different one in the den, and separate temperatures in each bedroom. Cooling or heating with Mitsubishi Electric allows you to have personal comfort whenever you want it. Give Comfort Now a call at 609-400-1005 and tell us you heard us on this radio station, and we'll give you a $200 discount off of each zone. Personal comfort, because you deserve Comfort Now.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, man, again, the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. Season opens. A happy new year, kicking off Tuesday, the summer flounder season. And here we go. It's going to be primarily, there's going to be guys out front no matter what. no matter what. It's primarily a Back Bay and Tidal River fishery. I was on the phone the other day with Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Flukarola from SNS Bucktails. Stanley, what's going on? What do you think? He's not too happy with the setup with the two at 17 to 17.9 and one over 18. He's an area rug and doormat hunter. But Back Bay anglers are ecstatic. Fine. Hey, we're going to be able to keep a couple of fish to eat. What's wrong with that? Probably the deadliest bucktail, and it's not a bucktail per se. It's a jig head that we use from the SNS lineup, is the Fillet series. Fillet in the bay is what I say. Secret is the silicone skirt. I'm from the old bass fishing school. I call it living rubber, but it's a silicone skirt. Unbelievable action on air, very versatile, and it is deadly, absolutely deadly in the shallow water areas. Joining us on the line right now is the, I guess, creator of the Fillet series, Phil Natale. He's departing. I don't know where the hell he's going this week. He's going to be away. I said, lock it in, Philly. We need some time to talk about this incredible jig. How's it going, Phil? Good to have you on Rock and Fin Radio. I'm too excited.
How you doing, Tom? How's it going?
How am I doing? How's it going? Folk season's opening, man, and I got a full assortment of fillets. Now, listen, people, it goes from 3/8 ounce up to 6. I said, Stanley, this was supposed to be a Back Bay special. He said it is, but we've been killing them, and people keep asking for heavier weights. They top it off at 6 ounces. Phil, the 3/8 to 1 ounce in the back has been a fluke flattener for us. Pun intended. How'd you come up with this this design, brother?
So, you know, a few years back, I couldn't tell you exactly how long, I was making some of my own stuff, just playing around. And I've been fishing with Stanley for a few years now. I mean, Stanley's a great friend, excellent fisherman. And I was actually taking, it's funny you said bass, I was taking bass skirts from Dick's Sporting Goods, and I was putting them on jig heads. And they were working. And it's funny because before Spro actually came out with their, that like squid
body, skirt. Yeah, the squid. Yeah,
I was actually getting those squid heads and I was cutting the tip off of them, putting them on jig heads, and I was heating them up and shrinking them on there. So I wound up really liking the silicone skirts over time.
Mm-hmm.
One, the action's incredible.
And
if, God forbid, you don't want to use a silicone skirt, a jig head's better off. You could always just carefully pop the silicone skirt off.
Exactly.
Use just a regular ball head jig, and then you can always put the silicone skirt back on.
And I like
that versatility.
And you can change colors.
Absolutely.
Easy peasy.
100%.
But, Phil, what made you say this is going to work better? And I was never a fan of the bucktail per se. That's why I saw this living rubber, again, silicone skirt. I went bat bleep on it. But what made you think this is a better idea, especially for the Back Bay areas? Listen, this guy's an ace. He's a vacuum cleaner on flatties in the back. What made you say this is a better idea? Let me run with it.
You know, I was using some of the older style, like what most guys are using, you know, those Spro heads with the hair. And they work. Don't get me wrong. They work. They've been working for many, many years. I just really liked, one, the round head.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way a round head sits. It also doesn't get hung up on a lot of stuff. And I really like the profile of the silicone skirt. Silicone skirt, in my eyes, just when it sits in the water and it just, you know, when you drop it down, the way it floats in the water with that silicone skirt, I'm telling you, it's magical to watch.
It is. And we're speaking with Phil Natale, creator of the Fillet series of SNS, I can't say bucktails, SNS jigs. How's that? And now, Phil, your Back Bay shallow water type of applications. Are you using a gulp on here? Are you using a mini, a.k.a. a killie? Are you using a strip of squid? I'll tell you, people, I keep it simple. A Mr. Twister grub tail. I mean,
I'm using gulp.
You're using gulp? Okay, which pattern?
So it really depends on what's going on. I know a lot of people say color don't matter, and there's always that argument. I like to switch it up. I can't sit still. So I need if something's not working, I need to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I like to use the grubs. And you know, with the oversized hook on these jig heads,
right,
I'm able to use a 5-inch grub on them.
I just don't like that. It's too big.
I like the 5-inch grub.
I'm
a 3/4 ounce head. You could put a 5-inch grub on there and it holds up good.
No doubt about that. But the back, again, predicated on conditions, naturally. I like to keep it to maybe half ounce at tops. And, you know, we're using 6, 10-pound, the light tackle stuff, you know, so especially this is really apropos now. Listeners, the Filet Series comes in, again, playing on a gulp. Pink Shine Glow, Calico, Chartreuse Glow, and that abso-friggin-lutely blue fuse, which outfished the Pink Shine for us last year. So Stanley keyed in on those two colors. Conditions, Phil, when are you using any of these different colors?
So typically, like early season, I really like to use the white glow. And then you start to notice, it depends on where you are, too. So like where I'm fishing down Long Beach Island, you'll notice early season, those fish, they start coughing up calicos.
Yep.
Calico color with that new penny grub on there really works well. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed when we fished up in the Navisink in the Shrewsbury, they were coughing up, you know, soft shell blue claw crabs. We were using blue fuse and we were crushing them all day on blue fuse.
Told you about the crabs. The crabs and shrimp. We have a guest coming up in a little while who's going to be talking about the shrimp in the back. Well, Phil, Captain Brady, take some Taylor. He's on board. I hope he's in a batter's box. I hope. Well, Phil, listen, insofar as the skirts are concerned, are they as durable as they are? I hear people say, Tom P, they tear easy. I said, they're inexpensive enough to just change. Get that little, you know, O-ring out, boom, boom, pop them back on. Any special care for them?
You know, I rinse off all my gear at the end of the day, fresh water. Right. I still have skirts on some from 2 years ago with zero issues on them. Zero issues.
And again, Phil, you keep what? You keep a dozen assorted colors in there just in case, hey, man, they're not on this, they're on that, or you're fully armed out there. 3 or 4 rods with different color patterns.
I go out like a porcupine. Because the thing is, if you break off, then that's just time out of the water. Mm-hmm. And I got enough things going on with the trolling motor and keeping the guys on fish all the time. So I want to have, you know, 4 or 5 rods set up easy all the time. And typically I already have an idea of what they're really chewing on because we do a lot of homework. I mean, I have satellite images of our bay. I get printed out at Staples and I laminate it and I sit there and I circle spots. I'm going to go in with my kayak and check out and check the depths of it. So I like to really do a lot of homework and research and pre-fish and be ready. So I know when the day comes out, we're doing a tournament. I know what I need to have on all my rods.
Yeah. Stanley says you're an animal, but that's besides the point when it comes to catching fluke. Well, Phil, when Stanley approached you about, you know, getting this shallow water thing going, and then he says, Tom P, too many guys were requesting, you know, the silicone skirt, but in the heavier weights, heavier sizes, up to 6 ounces. Mm-hmm. I mean, they seem to be as effective on the wrecks and reefs as they are in the back.
Absolutely. And that's why, hey, when you look at it, the name of it is the BW Filet for backwater filet, but it also works for big water filet. And a lot of guys were buying them and using them out front. They wanted larger weights, and they were doing really, really good on them. I mean, they're the same fish.
Right. So, Phil, any problem getting hold of silicone skirts? Again, you can buy them by the handful online, Dick's Sporting Goods. What's the dealio?
For me, I mean, I get all my stuff through Stanley. Mm-hmm. I know that he's having a few issues here and there just with everything going on.
Right.
And now he has that other line, the Raging Rattler, which is awesome.
That's a whole different story. Okay, Phil. Phil, you started up north and you made your way down here and you terrorize part of the bay, the Manasquan River, whatever. Trial and error? Did you fish with some guys, gave you some hints here and there? What's the deal?
I've been fortunate enough. My father's, you know, been very great to all of us, and we've been very blessed to have a shore house our entire lives. My father's worked very hard for that. So I've always been brought up around the water, which is great, but I've also been really lucky to fish with some really good guys. I mean, I've been fishing since I was a kid. My father wasn't into it, but he knew I loved it, so he would take me out constantly, and he knew I enjoyed it, but I fished great guys. Jeff Evans, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction. Mm-hmm. I fish with Stanley, obviously. And then there's another gentleman I fish with down there. And if I say his name, he'll probably have a fit. So I won't do that. But he's been fishing that bay for his whole life. Mm-hmm. And he fishes every day out there. And I mean, he knows every pattern of that bay.
Well, Phil, listen, before I let you go, again, thanks for coming on extremely short notice on this deal. But listeners, this is get out, get to your tackle deal. Carry S&S, ask for the Filet Series. Check it out. Give this silicone skirt in Tom P's Ancient Universe Living Rubber. Give it a try. It is. You'll see the difference in the action and the results. The results tell the story. Phil, what is on the horizon for you design-wise? Your mind's always percolating like a coffee pot run amok. What do you have on the drawing board?
We're always working on something. Stanley and I are always going back and forth, and I can guarantee that there's going to be something else coming up soon. It's in the works. There's definitely going to be something coming up. I don't know, maybe in the next couple of years, I'm sure we will come up with some sort of idea to change the game again.
Okay, last question. The Ayatollah of Flukerola informed me he signed up for 14 fluke tournaments, spring and summer. Are you going to be fishing with him in any of those?
Absolutely. Anything that's in the early season, he'll be fishing right next to me. I need somebody to net the fish.
My cell's going to be going bats on that one. Hey, Bill, didn't you guys wipe up in the RFA tournament?
Yes, yeah, so last year we clean sweep the RFA and the Raging Raymond. That is the third year we've won the RFA. We've won the JCAA. We've won Flukamania. I mean, there's a lot.
Check out the S&S Bucktail Line and the Raging Rattle or whatever. Stanley was the originator of the rattle tail with the rattles in there way back when. Check out, please, the Filet Series. It'll change your game. Phil, you take care. Travel safely. Hope to see you on the water, buddy.
You as well, Tom. Have a great one.
Take care. The Filet Series. Filet in the Bay. Grab that cup. Grab that red. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Ooh, Happy New Year, Summer Flounders here.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big, big discounts, selection and more. Save big money when you walk through the door at Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big Wally's Furniture Store. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms galore. Carolina Furniture, direct to your door from Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Stop by Big Wally's today and see why Big Wally is saying we are the other store at the Jersey Shore with beach decor. Check out their new line of beautiful seashore prints, colored furniture, and wicker and rattan.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Save big money when you walk through the door. Big, big discounts, selection, and more. At Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Come see Big Wally, 514 New Road, Summers Point.
Hi, I'd like to use the library internet to do some research on medical marijuana.
Certainly, sir. Just use this password. And may I recommend starting with VeraHeal.com?
Vera who? Could you spell that for me?
Certainly, sir. VeriHeal. They've got tons of resources, medical studies, and data on cannabis. VeraHeal is also where you can see if you pre-qualify for a medical marijuana card in about 5 minutes. It took me 4 because I'm a librarian. There's no scrambling to find the right doctor. You can start the whole process from your desktop or your smartphone. Then, on your own schedule, on demand, you can meet with a state-licensed doctor for a medical marijuana card.
Thank you.
Certainly, sir. Just try to keep your voice down. This is a library.
Find out if you pre-qualify for a medical marijuana card in about 5 minutes at VeraHeal.com. That's VeriHeal. VeraHeal.com.
Hello, I'm Atlantic City Police Department Chief James Sarkos. Over the past 2 years, our thoughts and conversations have continuously focused on the latest news regarding the pandemic. I'd like to ask you to do your part to end an increasing symptom of the pandemic, distracted driving. A distraction occurs every time you take your eyes off the road, your hands off the wheel, and your mind off of driving safely. Distracted driving crashes increased during the pandemic, even with fewer motorists on our roadways. While it is tempting to talk, text, or scroll through your social media to keep up with the latest news, issues, it should never be done while operating a motor vehicle. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Police departments in Atlantic County are participating in the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign, cracking down on distracted drivers with zero tolerance. A distraction occurs every time you take your eyes off the road, your hands off the wheel, and your mind off of driving safely. Let's all work together to ensure healthy behaviors and put every symptom of the pandemic behind us.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio store is having their Stay Home and Save Spring Savings Sale. Now, At Home Recreation is offering a choice of 0% interest or free pool light with any pool purchase, plus 20% off your pool installation price and 33% off regular in-season pricing. Shop early for best selection and installation dates. At Home Recreation has over 100 spas in stock ready for immediate delivery with free cover and starter chemical kit. The patio furniture selection is huge and in stock, plus get a free patio umbrella on select sets. Don't wait. Shortage of supply is anticipated. While in the stores, check out their latest selection of electric bikes. Every model on sale now. Plus, they guarantee pool, spa, patio set, or e-bike gets 0 miles per gallon. Don't miss this incredible offer at Home Recreation, Route 18 East Brunswick, Highway 36 Hazlett, Route 88 in Brick, and Bay Avenue in Manahawkin. Visit athomerecreation.com. That's athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
The Honda Certified Dream Deal Sales Event at Rossi Honda. Make your dream a reality with an unbelievable financing APR as low as 0.99% on Honda Certified Pre-Owned, Accord, CR-V, HR-V, and Civic. Be a Rossi VIP. Get your name on the list. Reserve your vehicle in production now. Visit Rossi Honda or online at RossiHonda.com. We treat you better, period.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. That was Phil Natal, creator of the Phil A series. Phil A in the Bay. These silicone-skirted jig heads. Match him up with some gulp in the back early season. Be like, I want you to catch it. He mentioned a captain that he's fished with, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing out of Barnegat or Weirton, whatever. I call him Captain Brett. He takes him Taylor. Taylor is an ace in the back early season, especially with this cooler water, and he is proponent big time of the gulp shrimp. Tom P., which gulp shrimp? You got the molting, you got the new penny, then you have the, you got the manna shrimp. What shrimp? Captain Brett, thanks for joining us. Give us a shrimp tutorial real fast, Captain P. What's happening?
How you doing, Tom? You hear me fine, buddy?
I hear you fine. Let's talk those shrimp early season back bay. Captain Brett, you got a couple of minutes. Go!
I do, yeah. So usually early season, well, we're real early this year, right, May 2nd. Usually it's not till the 20th. But I usually start out with those three-inch shrimp, four-inch shrimp, size-wise. Color-wise, anything, the pearl white, the new penny is real good. Berkeley has come out with, they have the molting.
Right.
I usually use the new penny and the white in the beginning. I'll change over later in the season to those 4-inch. Then I'll get into that molding color. But those those 3-inch on I have the skiff. I use like a 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce jig head are absolutely dynamite, especially when you fish around the grass flats.
Right.
There's natural areas where fluke are going to station up and are going to be hitting those grass and sand shrimp.
Well, Cap, let me ask you this. Any particular action you're giving to these shrimp on the jig head? And also, are you using a smaller shrimp, say you're using a 4, do you have a 3-inch as a teaser?
Sometimes. I mean, it depends. If we get that Barnegat Bay snot in there, then I'll hit that a teaser, because sometimes that bottom one will get fouled. But as far as action, just a steady 2 to 3 inch pop on the rod, a constant action, just like that shrimp is just hopping along as you're drifting with the current. If you have slack tide conditions, I'll have my guys pitch out and then just slow retrieve and just pop it.
Okay.
Back to the boat. And a lot of times you can hit, you hit those 3 to 5 foot areas. That's where you're getting a lot of the bites.
Captain Brett, you mentioned the colors that you prefer. what about conditions? Do they dictate all your choice of color? You got your cloudy, dirty water, super clear water. What's the dealio?
Yeah, that's a good, good point. When it's dirty, you know, even if when we have that snodgrass, I'll go to that. They make a chartreuse, and they make a hot pink shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go to those. They're pretty good. The chartreuse is actually excellent, especially if you're fishing even a little bit deeper water. I'll just, you know, use those. I usually, like I said, I stay with those 3-inch patterns. And then as far as the color wise, if it's clear, then I'm hitting, you know, then I'm hitting those new penny, that pearl white.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
And then eventually that molting. But I know, you and I spoke in the past before. I know this all, with gulp and shrimp, but I do sometimes use, like a little 3-inch, strip of mackerel. I know it's a, you know, sometimes. So in the season, I might use a little bit of that.
Brett, shout out to Eddie Bronstein, Fanatics in Ocean City in 1989. Turned me on to mackerel in South Jersey. But I was a North Jersey guy coming down. I said, mackerel? Mackerel? He said, try it. Mackerel? Try it. Brett, ho!
Yeah.
You let it out of the bag, Taylor. Let's talk seafood one more time, Brett. I know you have your jam. You only have a minute left. The peeler crab. I had Johnny Procknow from Gulp on the Vinegar Gulp last week, and more people have used that peeler crab last year. Little jighead, man, that thing is a monster.
Yeah, the I've had limited success when I think I had it rigged wrong. I tried it on like a free, you know, just on a hook as like a teaser, like a trailing teaser. But I think I've had better success if I do like a little, just actually attach it right to a jig.
Exactly.
Rather than have it on a free floating. When you have it on a free floating or free hook, it tends to spin. But when you have it on a jig, it doesn't spin. So that's the, you know, you do get bites from it. A lot of times that's when those early season flukes, they're hitting shrimp and they're also hitting calico crabs. Right. Baby blue crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Juvenile mud crabs. So that's what, you know, they do definitely work.
And Captain Brett, before I let you go, you mentioned the 3-inch size in the shrimp. Listeners, Brett gets some big fish in the back. I mean, big fish, specimen fish. Brett, the adage, you know, bigger bait, bigger fish, but the elephants eat peanuts too thing is very apropos in the back, especially in the early season, correct?
Absolutely. We've had, if you believe it, we've had fish up to 10 pounds on the 3-inch shrimp.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you, people?
It's really, you know, the big thing I'll give a tip to people, find the warmest water. You find the warmest water, you generally will find active fish.
Okay, Captain Brett, before you go, let's give that Facebook page, website, phone number. Go!
All right, my the business is Real Reaction Sport Fishing. It's realreactioncharters.com for the website. My phone number is 609-290-7709. I have already 96 trips booked this season, so if you're going to call, you got to get in.
Okay, full disclosure, people, I have 45 of those trips. Captain Brett, you take care, man. Best of the family. How, by the way, is the protege?
Luke is doing well, and Jake is both are doing excellent, and so is everybody's good. My wife's good.
Real fast. Your dad told me Luke's already pitching to the little kid Jake. Is that true?
Yes, we're already getting him warmed up. Luke wants him to be a lefty, but I think Jake favors his right arm, so we're trying to make him a lefty.
Take care, Brett. Have a good season. See you soon, man.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, Captain Brett takes him Taylor. Again, shrimp. Didn't mention the manta shrimp. I've had, and shout out to Captain Al Credelli and the Bayhound. Told me, well, to watch these things, man. They call them thumb busters for a reason. Ow! Son of a. Al said, I told you. We use some live manta shrimp down there behind Sea Isle, Avalon area. Abso-friggin-lutely deadly. And I've used the manta shrimp too in the gulp. And of all colors, the white. The white, hey, man. Oh, the white gets the bite, I guess. Okay, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Let's focus on some fishery reports now. We got drum happening. Heard a lot of bluefish around all of a sudden. Plenty of stripers still around all of a sudden. And again, the flounder season, wow, just, what, 48 hours away? Oh, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Tornado devastation in Kansas.
That area, it's pretty rough over there. It looks like a bomb.
Kyle Barnwell describing the damage from the twister that slammed Andover last night just east of Wichita. Fire Chief Chad Russell.
There was a direct tornado strike that started in Sedgwick County and traveled into Andover. We had many buildings in Andover take very tough damage.
Some homes destroyed, several people injured, and power lines downed. The governor declaring a state of emergency. A punishing day on Wall Street as the tech-heavy Nasdaq plunged more than 4% and finished the month with its worst performance since the Great Recession.
Tech earnings and inflation weighing on the major averages, and April stock declines deepening, dragging the Nasdaq toward its worst monthly performance in more than a decade.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Plenty of sunshine for today with a high 67. Clear skies tonight with a low 38. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 69. Cloudy tomorrow night with a passing shower and a low 52. Monday, a shower in spots in the morning. Otherwise, low clouds with a high 66. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, so we heard from Phil A. from SNS with that just incredible Phil A. series silicone skirt jig. Silicone skirt jig with some gulp on there. Captain Brett takes him Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing. Little synopsis there on the gulp shrimp effectiveness. Now let's get to some fishing reports. Things are happening. Okay, we got the blow going on. It's cold again. I think by Monday, things are going to blow wide open again. Joining us on the line right now is Andy Grossman. Riptide Bait and Tackle there in Brigantine. 1201 West Brigantine Avenue. Andy has a report. I'm hearing some all sorts of good stuff going down Brigantine Way. Andy Grossman, what's up, brother? Go!
Oh, it definitely blew up loud and It blew up good. We were drum bass all over the beach for Saturday and Sunday. Everything was, the biggest one was 46 inches that I saw and heard about, but they were all in that over range, so they were all released, and the drum came in somewhere between 21 to 35 inches, and it was steady for a couple days. Then the weed moved in. Now this west wind is blowing all that weed out, cleaning up the beach.
Beautiful.
And the bite started again. So it's been hot and heavy around here.
And the most important thing for the drum, my fave. Listen, I love black drum fishing. I know it's a lazy man's way of fishing, but they will kick your ass. Andy, do you have clams in the shell?
I have clams in the shell.
All
I have fresh shuck clams. I have it all. Boat just came in, and they are ready to be rocked.
Andy, what are you hearing about bluefish, man? Anything?
Bluefish, I got to tell you, I give you a personal report. I purchased a boat with my first mate, and we went out the other day, and we were at the sunset before this blow, and there was something jumping behind me. It was one of those things that something would jump. I would look, and I just saw the rings of the water. I got to assume it had to be maybe small blues, but don't know for sure. I didn't have a rod on the boat because it was one of those sunset cruises to keep the first mate happy.
Yeah, man. Definitely the sunset cruise. The hell with the fishing, man. You got a sunset, the first mate. That's the way to do it. Andy, you hearing anything? Listen, Andy's always quick with the info. Anything on weak fish have you heard?
Yes, I've heard it's been strong over in the Epsecan Inlet there and the back bays of Atlantic City. I saw some nice pictures being posted. Guys seem to be finding them, but you know, as those weak fish guys go, they are very hush-hush, and it's tough to get any kind of reports out. But yeah, I did hear that they are finding them.
And he's strictly a night bite on those, or first light, last light? What's the deal?
I was hearing night, during the night, using pink, back to the pink zooms, pink little,
pink
anything
zooms,
pink.
There you go. What is it with
finesse?
What is it with weak fish with the freaking pink?
Don't know, but it seems like it's got to be pink.
Andy, way back when, you know me, I'm older than dirt. Again, I taught Peter how to use a cast net. I remember using the strips of chicken for the weak fish, a little cheddar oil on there. Nothing pink, and we knocked the snot out of them. What's with the pink? I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it was the cheddar oil at that point. They seemed to love the cheddar crab, and so anything with cheddar I guess put cheddar on a gulp or put cheddar on a clam and see what happens. But something tells me there's something in that cheddar that really gets them going.
Okay, Andy, give that Facebook page, website, phone number. Go.
Riptide Bait and Tackle, Brigantine, New Jersey. Facebook page, Riptide Bait and Tackle. Phone number 609-264-0440.
Well, how's the tournament going?
Tournament's going good, but none of these fish are getting weighed in because it's too big.
Too big. Isn't that a problem?
Too big. Yeah.
Okay, Andy, talk to you soon, man. Be good.
All right. Have a great day.
Let's jump in town to Mike Cunningham at Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, 4120 Park Road at Sea Isle, a.k.a. Fish Alley. Critter, what is happening? A lot of activity down there, I'm understanding.
Oh, man, it's been on fire here in central Cape May County. You know, everybody's real pumped up about the black drum.
There we go.
How often do you get to catch a nice black drum from the surf? And they've been biting here in this area. So that's been super exciting. Everybody's pumped up about that. Real nice stripers mixed in, anywhere from 16 to 36, you know, all kinds of different striper sizes, mm-hmm. which is good if people stop and think about it. We're seeing multiple generations of fish all swimming together. Don't tell me there's no stripers around. The striper population is through the roof.
This is great. Mike, back to the drum now. Are they mixed sizes, and is it a night bite? Or, like, I know early in the season, we get them in the middle of the day, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you hearing?
Well, it was 30-something degrees outside here this week, so yeah. Not a lot of guys out fishing at night, so I can't say I have night reports, but all the fish we've been seeing have been, again, middle of the day.
Mike, you got clams in stock?
Got clams in stock, and even still, the biggest and the guy who caught the most this year were on salted clams. Give me a break with that fresh clam. So we got them. But don't skip a fishing trip because you can't find a clam in a shell. Come on now.
You're hearing that from Mike Critter Cunningham, Bait and Tackle. I've been saying this, the clams. Some fish, hey, don't forget, people, when a clam hits the road, it's already salted. I mean, when you think about it. Mike, what about bass in the back, weak fish in the back, nighttime? What do you have?
Yes, some weakies. Guys are real quiet about it. I think there's a lot more being caught than are being talked about. But they are out there, and some nice tide runners, too. Stripers, that bite has become the back bay bite has become almost primarily in this area at night. Guys fishing lights. Starting to see some guys throwing some Zara spooks at dusk, you know, picking a couple. But the guys fishing overnight in the lights, they're putting up some, not many big ones, but putting up some numbers.
Mike, on those weak fish... the one thing I'm seeing, and more people I talk to, and you know me, I'm on the road all the time. In your opinion, Mike, a little bit of a comeback, or is just it seems like there's some bigger fish hanging out a little longer than the year previous, So hopefully there's a little light at the end of the tunnel with the weeks.
Well, remember we had those couple of great years before we had those bluefish springs. We had those three springs in a row where the bluefish took over everything.
Yeah.
Man, we had like Captain Joe Hughes, some of those other guys out there putting up huge numbers of weak fish, and then, boom, they stopped when the blues moved in. So they're around. I think we have to find them.
Mike, speaking of blues, activity?
Not that I've heard of or seen.
Okay, now, before I let you go, Mike, your take on now the summer flounder season opens on Monday. I know you're stocked to the gills, pun intended, people. Everything's right there. You want the fluke and the ICW in the back. See how bait and tackle. I'm telling you, but Mike, what do you think? People pro, people con? You can't please everyone, people, I'm saying this. Guys bitching no matter what. Girls bitching no matter what. As a tackle shop owner, what's your take on the length of the season and the length limits?
I love the length of the season. I don't understand why they had the success in LBI with that 16-inch fish, some of the success down in Delaware Bay, and why they didn't stick with that same pattern. Give us one fish, 16 to 18, so the tourist guy can take a fish home, give us two fish 18 and above for the guy who's heading out into the ocean as he can go target two nice fish. Would have been a much smarter decision. Let your weekend person take a fish home and that 16 to 18 inch fish, which you can catch all summer long.
Right, there you go.
And then let the guy who's heading out into the ocean have two fish, you know, who's spending all that money, especially with the fuel prices.
We're speaking with Mike Cunningham, Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, 4120 Park Road in Sea Isle. Again, listen, reports before the fluke opener. I want to get as many tackle shops on for the reports, what's happening, and their prognostication for what's coming up. Before I let you go, Cunningham, I'm looking at home before I left on my counter. Two cans, either Tutoros or Contadinas, tomatoes, I got my garlic. I got everything ready. I want the gravy. I want the crabs in the gravy. Mike, anything on Blue Claws yet?
Absolutely. I actually had one of the local commercial guys. He dropped me off about a half dozen Sunday for myself for dinner, and they were packed with meat, unbelievably sweet. So the commercial guys, their numbers are going up quite a bit. Recreational, you know, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit harder when you're recreational when the water's cold, but they are getting them. I mean, if you want to go crabbing, they are out and moving around full of meat and sweet as they could be.
Okay, Mike, give that phone number and website, please, or Facebook page. What do you got?
Yes, Seattle Bait and Tackle, 609-263-6540. We're located in the heart of Fish Alley, 42nd and Park Road, right on the corner.
Question to Mike Critter Cunningham. You're hearing it from Tom P. Rack and Fin Radio. Will you get to fish this spring, Mike?
Was it opening early? I hope so. You know, when it opens on Memorial Day, we're balls to the wall.
Right.
Open early. I'm hoping maybe sneak out a little bit before work, a little bit after work, while things are still a little bit calm.
Take care, brother. Best of the family. See ya.
Thank you.
Let's drop down Kate Mayway to Nick at Hands 2 Bait and Tackle, 970 Route 109 in Kate May. Nicky, what's happening, brother? Down in the point.
Sounds like guys are starting to pick up some bass off the surf. Guys are doing well with fresh bunker chunks. When the water's stained, when the water cleans up, our pluggers are doing well off the sides.
Now, you guys turned me on a couple of years ago. I'm not going to mention, the one jetty, with the sandworms or bloodworms under a float. And let me tell you, the weak fish, Nick, that was insane. Is that bite starting yet?
Historically, they'll start here May 1st. So we'll soon be looking out for some of them to start coming through. But in our local markets, I'm starting to see weak fish already.
Wow. What about the black drum? What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Guys fishing that inner slough, we're starting to pick up a few drum. You're going to start to see these 40-pounders start to come in first,
yeah.
And then you're going to see the later ones come with this spoon.
Nick, one last thing. Blue fish, what are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Oceanfront side and in the canal here when the bunker's running heavy. There's some blues on them.
Okay, Nick, give that phone number, website, please, Facebook. What do you got? Go.
609-884-2248. Give us a call for some clams.
Okay. Oh, you got the thing. I got the clams. Okay, man. Take care, Nick. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Getting these reports out. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. It's happening. Happy New Year. May 1st, Flounder Opener. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Get affordable internet that delivers the speed and reliability you need, and get more value when you add Xfinity Mobile. Now, qualifying customers can get Xfinity Internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right. The Affordable Connectivity Program allows Xfinity to provide free high-speed internet to qualifying customers. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Act now and get this incredible deal on high-speed internet for more streaming, more gaming, more chatting, and more of what you love. Ready for even more value? Ask how to save when you add Xfinity Mobile for as little as $15 a month for 1 gigabyte. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com/free, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Pricing subject to change. Xfinity Internet required. Reduce speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage per line.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Hey, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 30th and May 1st. Tom P., flounder is not a catch and release fish. Flounder is a catch and eat fish. The words of Captain Dave, the Rave Showell of Seguin Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Seguin, during our very first flounder fishing interview here at Rack and Fin Radio. And Dave is on the line with us right now. Captain Dave, running a report for this week, your prognostication. But Dave, I'm seeing bass all over the place. What's the deal?
Well, the bass are here. It's that time. You know, May 1st has quite often been one of the one of the milestones in the striped bass migration. I've always done extremely well, but back when we were allowed to use the herring, which is a story that's this should be told someday, but not today. I had to pull my nets on April 30th, and then several years I know that I've had my best day of the year May 1st when I finally got a chance to get out of the rivers and out of the netting business and into the striper business. But it's time,
Dave. The mullica is still hot for the line siders.
Yeah, it's been so cold. They haven't really shown up on the nesting grounds too much, or if they have, they're just hanging in the bottom and waiting for the temperature and a couple of sunny days. We've had a lot of wind and the temperatures have been in the low 30s, the last week, and that's even for stripers, that's a cold.
Dave, this is permit bow season weather. I mean, what the hell? So, Dave, hearing anything on blues or wakefish, brother? What's the deal?
Well, I hear that that nighttime's the right time in the inlets, and Atlantic City Jetty has had a variety of everything. These cold, windy nights, it's been tough to get there, but I do hear that there's some weakfish showing up. The stripers are there, and I've been selling a lot of eels. They say they're getting some.
Oh yeah.
Well, even some oversized ones on the eels, but they're getting keepers, and then the beach is starting to give out fish, and lots of drum out there. And
there you go.
Clams seem to be the bait of choice on the beach. Got plenty of them in here.
Dave, your take on this, you're at all the meetings, you're very well-versed and knowledgeable on the fishing regulations, fisheries management, et cetera. I think the drum fishing is getting so good that pretty soon we got to put some restrictions on it. Someone's going to come up with that. We got to put some restrictions on it. What do you think?
Well, there are restrictions, and I think I think the average person, there's a lot of people have been into it for a few years and I think it's just something to do with the internet, but people are taking that smaller drum. They're taking maybe not one or two for each person on the whole boat. When you got 50, 60, 80 pounders, they're taking one or two for the boat, or you're trying to stay with that smaller one. It's going to be better eating.
Better eating. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a self restriction. They're going for the fight and release it.
There you go.
Even the guys don't have to bring everyone home they catch. So I think there's some self restriction here. I just hope it keeps up, and I hope the government stays out of it and lets it go as it is.
Oof. From your lips to God's ears. Well, Cap, your take on the first week of the flounder season kicks off Monday. Water's going to be cold. Fish going to be picky wicky. Going to be a gulp. Going to be a killie bite. Mini killie, whatever. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be cold. A week ago, I did have one on the sod banks up on Great Bay. Nice 23-incher. One of my customers had to go back in the water. And they do exist, but their favorite temperature is like 70 plus, to be honest with you, and we're a long way from that.
Well, South Jersey, we always wanted, and when I moved down here, always got used to and wanted an early season. We have it now, and what we got a cold snap. it just seems like it's a strikeout all the way. But Dave, you fully lined up with gulp and everything?
Well, I got the gulp. I might not have every color of every shape, but I got all the shapes. I got all the sizes. They got so much stuff going on these days, and you know what? They all work. And you know what? They work for the stripers too. Some people still haven't gotten that through their head.
I know.
Put it on the hook and.
Dave, how correct are you in my experience in the past couple of weeks? Well, Captain Dave, give that phone number and Facebook page, please. Go.
Yeah, we're at 609-484-0409. You got any questions, you ask, and we'll give you the best answer we can. And on Facebook, it just search for Abseekin Bay. Yeah, just search for Abseekin Bay on Facebook. You'll get there. And that's where all the information is.
Captain Dave, how are your fluke bookings so far?
Well, I got some personal stuff coming up this week, so I won't even be out this week. I'm hoping to get everything goes good and sometime in the second week, and definitely by the May 15th when that bonus striper
comes up
and we can get a lot more sure of taking home a striper for dinner when we can keep those good eating 24 inchers, even though I am known as the baby killer in the business, it seems like. But
Dave, hold on. Yeah,
but you know,
hold on a second, please. What do you got? Yeah, it's Dave. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Ask him when the soft shells are available. Dave, somebody just stuck a note through the.
Yeah, well, that phone is already ringing for that. half of the questions are, when are the soft shells? Every year, they're right at the end of May. You know, if I'm lucky, you'll get a day or two before the end of May, and depending on when Memorial Day weekend, there might be a few around by then. But the first week, first and second weeks of June is the big time.
Okay, Dave, we'll talk to you soon. How's Judy?
She's fine. Everything's going good. Like I said, we got a couple of things we're doing this week together, which is a good thing to do something together. But I'm ready to get into some serious spring and summer fishing here.
Okay, Cap. We'll see you this week, man. Be good.
Okay, we'll see you.
We're going to wrap it up. Going up Great Bay Way. Okay, Southern Ocean County, Great Bay. I understand a lot of things happening up there. Drum! From those sedge banks there, or what's that, Ohio Road, Ohio Avenue, Iowa, Graveling Point, some bass still there, some blues around. Who's going to give us a lowdown is Ronnie Humbert from West Creek, Bait and Tackle, 387 Route 9 in West. Okay, to you out there, down there, West Creek. How's that? Okay, Ron, thanks for joining us. How you doing, little brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I cocked a Raider Rock. Ron, I stopped by your shop the other day, man. Things are hopping, percolating in the bay. What's going on?
Yeah, they're getting black drum, stripers, and white perch, and now the bluefish are showing up, and it's at Graveling Point, Ohio, and the Mullica.
Uh-huh. Now, for the drum, Ron, is it a fresh clam bite?
Yeah, surf clams or salted surf clams.
Do you have them in stock? Very important.
Yes, I carry them when I can. You can visit me on Facebook, West Creek Bait and Tackle, for the store hours and my fresh bait availability.
Hey, Ron, listen, for the bass there. Now, I was always told from Scott, I haven't seen Scott and Marine in years. From Scott's Bait and Tackle, always told me way back when, 90s, Tommy P, once the blues show up at any degree of consistency, the bass vamoose. There, you got another few days, maybe a week left. Now, when the blues showing up here and there, Ron, you notice the bass bite slowing down, or is it still pretty steady?
No, it's pretty steady, but yeah, like you said, once they come in steadily, those bluefish, yeah, everything moves out.
On the drum, an outgoing tide bite or incoming?
It's the outgoing tide.
Okay, now you mentioned one of my faves in the frying pan, also light tackle, the white perch. Where's the perch bite, bro?
Oh, yeah, the Mullica banks.
There you go. He said it. Okay, Ron. Hey, Ron, what are your hours, by the way?
7 to 5.
Okay, Ron, I will see you this week. I'll be running up and down Route 9 in that area, probably Wednesday or Thursday. I'll stop in.
Okay, no problem.
Take care, brother. We'll see you. That's a nice little shot there. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Fishing is blowing up all over again. Final call for Todd today. The month-long April season ends in a chew. I tell you, the weather, that wind has been killing. You can't get out. But I'll tell you, along the jetties, that South Jetty at Barnegat Inlet, the North Jetty, if you want to drive down Island Beach State Park, remember the Governor's Surf Tournament a couple of weeks. But there's togger chewing big time, and green crabs, and as I said this for years and years and years, people are finally seeing, hey, Tom P, guess what? Those sandworms really work for tog. No kidding. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. And please do not forget, freshwater bass, man, and pickerel is on fire, even with this cold front. Get a few warmer days coming up this week, and look out. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.